Intermural Estate Services, DTBW, requesting to amend the professional service contract agreement with the law firm of Lipston and Hensel, SB, for legal services required for the UWM Innovation Park land sale. This item is also referred to the committees to this committee and finance and audit.
Thank you. Mr. Dillon?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Section 5630 of the county ordinances require that any amendment to a contract that would in turn exceed the $50,000 threshold requires county board approval. Going back as far as November of 2007, Corporation Council entered into a professional service contract with the subject law firm for the purposes of assisting Milwaukee County for the UWM sales transaction. That particular contract at that time was in the amount of $30,000. In December of 2009, it was amended to a cap of $49,500. As it turns out, the needs, the fees that were needed to close the transaction and in turn are necessary for legal maintenance and oversight beyond closing, because as you recall, this goes on for subsequent years into the future. I am recommending that in fact we amend that contract by increasing it $15,500 to a cap of $65,000. And at the same time, we would also amend the professional service contract that Corporation Council entered into back in 2007 as well for the disadvantaged business enterprise attorney that was also working within this transaction. So the monies that are being proposed for the increased funding is within the real estate's operating budget. It just so happens that exceeding the $50,000 requires the county board approval.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a chance to talk to the chairman right before the meeting, and also a chance to speak with Mr. Hare by phone and then briefly let you know what my concern is. I don't have any concerns with the contract, I mean, with the vendor, either the primary or the DBE vendor. I don't have any concerns over the amount that you need to do, et cetera. The concern I have is, within the original professional services agreement, the language is very, very strict and actually runs contrary to what the Judiciary Committee is trying to work on regarding fixing contracts in the future to more clearly identify that the county is the client rather than an individual within county government. And if you look at the professional services agreement, there on the bottom of the first page is a paragraph that is, according to Mr. Hare, is very boilerplate auditor language. It says that Attorney Orgeman also agrees to permit authorized representatives of the Milwaukee County Auditor, after reasonable notice, the right to inspect and audit all records relating to carrying out of this agreement for up to the period of 3 years after completion of the agreement. I spoke to Mr. Hare. I asked him if he had any concerns about that language, particularly the time frame. He didn't have a concern about the 3 years after completion. However, he noted that while this language is very boilerplate, it's what's been in a lot of our contracts. This language, different attorneys have basically tried to invalidate that language by citing attorney-client privilege. That happened in the BHD case, and it's happened potentially in others as well. And so while the language is perfectly acceptable, it's also language that further portions of contracts and the attorney-client privilege has been used to invalidate. We both had more concerns about the second part of the language, which is Attorney Orgeman further understands that the matter discussed between him, Attorney Domina, and other Lixon and Hensel attorneys regarding the legal services to be provided is confidential. Attorney Orgeman further agrees that he will not discuss any aspect of the subject matter of the representation with any individual other than Attorney Domina, unless Attorney Domina provides authorization. And the concern of this is that that makes the client in this contract Attorney Domina, or his successor, rather than the county, whether it's the county executive or the county board or a combination of both. And so my question is there a time within this agreement, is there anything that would absolutely require us to adopt the extension today? Can we delay this for a cycle in order to have the attorneys work and your office work with the original, with the law firm to potentially change the language so that it better reflects where members of the county board are trying to go with this, or is there a problem that we'd have to immediately act.
Mr. Dillman and Mrs. Schottenberg.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor DeBruin, I think we can accomplish both. I think we can move ahead with it with identifying your concern and just making the approval subject to changing those particular references from the individual to Milwaukee County. Then in turn, it is being approved with that particular change being suggested, and Mr. Orgeman or Lichten and Hansel would have to agree to that. If they don't, then we come back to you. So in other words, we can accomplish moving it forward, but yet changing that reference to the individual to Milwaukee County.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor DeBruin, we had a chance to talk briefly before the advent of the committee meeting this morning. And what I suggested to Mr. Dillman and what I would propose to the committee to solve both problems is simply to take this the actual original contract to Attorney Orgeman and strike out the words Attorney Dahman in three places on the second page of the contract and substitute Milwaukee County over those three places, and that and initial that between myself and Attorney Orgeman. That would accomplish changing the contract so that Milwaukee County is the client. And quite frankly, if I can't imagine that this is to our benefit. So there's no benefit to Mr. Orgeman to refuse this. But in the unlikely event that he would, then we wouldn't give him the extra money. that's the hammer we hold over his head. And so I would propose that we can proceed this morning with my assurance that. That I will personally see that Attorney Domino's name is stricken from this, and Milwaukee County's designation in those three places is substituted.
Okay, then I would make that motion. The only thing I would ask you to do is to double check the rest of the language. For example, the first paragraph, the last sentence says, said services are to be provided by Attorney Orgeman to Attorney Domina. So I don't know if there's other language that would need to be reflected.
Sure, I would do
well.
That. I was zeroing in on the language that,
right.
that concerned you that we talked about, but I would broaden the scope of this this whole contract so it's clearly a contract between Milwaukee County and actually the even though it's not a binding part, but the title even talks about the County of Milwaukee. And William J. Dahman is representing the County of Milwaukee, but I would just again with a couple swatches of the pen we can strike out Attorney Dahman as the client and make Milwaukee County the client. And I see no problem with that at all.
So I would make the motion to approve the extension of the agreement with the provision that the language in the professional services agreement. Substitute Milwaukee County as the client instead of Attorney Domina per discussion with between Corporation Counsel Office and I believe it's Mr. Attorney Orgeman from Lichten and Hansel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that appropriate, the wording of that motion?
Yeah, and just with the understanding, though, that that his contract would go through our office so that we have the funding mechanism. We've actually contracted with him, but the idea being that instead of us being the client, we're the receptacle, we're the conduit for the county.
So the motion would add a further recognition that the Corporation Counsel's office, it would be the county department that the contract would be managed through.
Correct.
And obviously, there's the other contract for. The DBE vendor, I'm not sure if that has the same type of language or whether we have any right to interfere in that contract, because isn't that contract between, is that between Milwaukee County and the DBE, or is it between the law firm and the DBE?
I'm not certain of that, but we certainly could be cognizant of the fact that in the event that that contract has the same language, we'd make the appropriate adjustment.
Whichever way it goes, that's... Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, whichever way the contract goes, whether it's directly between our office and Mr. Evans, or whether it's through Lichten and Hensel, and I'm proud of my German this morning, and Mr. Evans, we'll see to it that the language becomes it comports with what we're talking about. I understand what the issue is.
Okay. So the motion to approve would include the correcting the DBE contract if needed.
Correct.
Okay. Is the motion clear to all members? Supervisor Harris, I ask you to just to perhaps your clerk could repeat her understanding of it. Or
my understanding of it is Supervisor DeBruin wants to approve the extension with the provision that the language in the professional services agreement be changed to substitute Milwaukee County as the client instead of Attorney Domino, and that the contract be managed by Corporation Counsel, and that there be any corrections to the DBE contract if needed.
Very good. Is that helpful?
Mm-hmm.
We need one vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It is a motion for approval as amended.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7900, that item is approved with
those caveats.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this item will also go to the Finance Committee.
Very good.
Thank you.
We took care of it for you, Chairman. Thanks, Mayor.
we're rooting for you.
All right, very good. Item 10.
From the Manager of Real Estate Services, DTBW, requesting an amendment to the development agreement for Block 26. In the Park East Corridor in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Very good. Mr. Dillman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this subject has been before you, obviously, several times. RSC did, in fact, close on the sale of the property, and Milwaukee County was paid. However, the development agreement that we entered into with RSC and Associates required them to fulfill particular timelines. And as a result of the credit crunch and the economy being what it was, as you are well aware, that securing financing has been challenging at best. In the attached letter that RSC and Associates has attached to the report, the idea being is that they have truly sought out a variety of ways of securing financing. The trouble being, or the challenge being, is that getting all the components together to create a complete financing package have unfortunately not been met. So I think in this instance what it comes down to is that it really, time is perhaps the best remedy here, and in turn RSC and Associates is prepared to continue to persevere to find that alternative financing, and in turn will be working with Common Bond and whoever else is considered to be a partner or a potential partner. They would just like to have that official time to make that effort, and in turn is asking for a 6-month extension of that particular development agreement timeline until September 30th of this year.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move approval of the resolution. I want to thank Mr. Kirchhoff and his staff for their patience. I think we met 4 years ago, and with the economy being what it is, he's tried to be very diligent in meeting his responsibilities as it relates to the projects with all the changes that have occurred, the changes that did occur with respect to potential hotel, potential this and that, and for all the iterations, I want to thank him for his patience and his stick-to-itiveness as it relates to this project. So I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Curdo, could you come forward? If there aren't any other questions,
Chairman, Supervisor.
I likewise appreciate your project and the work that you're trying to pull off. I'm curious whether you've been given the same cooperation that local developer has been given by WIDA or by the city of Milwaukee in terms of offers for guarantees and loans and some pretty unprecedented assistance.
No, he has.
It has been the best way.
It's gone, by the way.
But the mic is on.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
It probably needs to be written back.
It's been more than challenging, and to this day, beginning 4 years ago, I never truly understood that issue, that there wasn't that kind of direct support from the other side. And it's been very disappointing because you see it in the papers, you know, Modern got done, Bookends was going to, but then that whole thing went sideways. And then there's another project that there's some discussion going on. It has been very disappointing. I'm sorry we haven't delivered for all kinds of reasons, including our pocketbook and yours. But we are pursuing some other avenues now. You know, things have changed a little bit given the current situation, and we are pursuing some type of gap program. I want to be very clear, though. We pursue a lot of things, and we're probably pursuing 10 different things. And as you know from the past, it's very difficult to get these things done. However, we haven't quit. We're not quitting. We can't quit. And so if we get lucky to a degree with perseverance, and maybe some of your help on this one, maybe we can get some gap financing, which would then potentially move the project forward. And, you know, as you all know, the economy, it's a dichotomy of an economy. Of course, there's bad things going on, but then there's also some positive things that we're seeing, especially in the apartment market. So we're just hoping that that can do it. And Supervisor Johnson and the rest of you, too, of course, thank you very much for supporting us over the years. And we are really working hard. It's becoming more difficult just because of time, but we're pushing hard.
Very good. Thank you. It needs to be said. I mean, we're continually criticized by the city for the pace of development on Park East, and yet I see just a different level of assistance being extended to other developers, particularly local developers. So
yes,
that is true.
Unbelievable.
Mr. Chairman,
Bowman.
I just wanted to make one thing clear that has been misstated: is the Department of City Development has been on the review panel for these Park East projects from the beginning of their consideration by county board staff or county staff. So the idea that the DCD does not have the same information that this committee and the county board has got on these projects is simply not true. What they've done with it is what's a different subject. But DCD has been a partner with the county from the beginning of this project. And all of our RFPs include all of the existing zoning requirements from the city of Milwaukee, and we have not deviated from that one bit.
Mr. Dorsey, while you're here, I don't know if your assistance would be helpful or not, whether this is a personalities thing. You know, I guess I thought after November we'd have sort of gotten beyond that initial politics, and that we could work together better, perhaps you're reaching out to your relationships with people you've worked with at the city, that we could finally break this and get the assistance on our projects that
Yeah, I've spoken to the city about it as well, and I agree with Supervisor Johnson that, you know, Mr. Curdle being a developer, he's gone through quite a bit of the economy and in Milwaukee, there's things he didn't know regarding the political environment over the last couple of years, and I have spoken to the city of Milwaukee about the general need for the city to support projects, different financing, whether it be loans or TIFs, and working with Mr. Dillman about the fact that, as you mentioned, other projects around Park East have been given quite a bit of support.
Mm-hmm.
So try to come up with a framework for moving development of Park East forward. I know I've had some discussions with you and also Supervisor Thomas and supervisors about this, but, you know, there's something needs to change, you know, for the county and city to come to the table of cooperation and move projects like Mr. Curdle's forward. And, you know, hopefully we can find that process. And so I'm more than happy to work with Mr. Curdle, more than happy to help push things forward. I know he's talking to Rita as well. Rita has provided financing for Northern projects, and I think Mr. Curdle might be talking about that. We're working with Rita as well. So, you know, just keep pushing.
I apologize for putting you on the hot seat. accept it. I really think it has to be said.
And Mr. Chair, I appreciate that very much and understand it. Just had to look behind me.
Sure. All right, very good. We have a motion for approval?
Mm-hmm, we do. Bruin?
Excuse.
Johnson?
Aye.
Warshawn?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6-5-0-0. That item is approved.